Police Ombudsman Al Hutchison has said some form of amnesty should be considered here in Northern Ireland. Mr. Hutchison believes it would be impossible to investigate all murders from the Troubles. Let's just find out what you think this morning. What is the only way to get the truth and move on? 08459 555 678. The DUP MP Gregory Campbell with us this morning. Morning to you, Gregory.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. And the security journalist, Barney Rowan. Morning, Barney.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Barney, why is the time right for this now?
Well, is there ever a right time for amnesty? I suppose that's a question we should ask as well. Stephen, an amnesty is not a single piece, but part of a bigger picture. And I think we need to see what the rest of the process looks like and how amnesty fits into it. What is going to be delivered in terms of information and truth right across the board? I can remember doing an interview with Hugh Orde, I'm sure it's the guts of 10 years ago now, where he talked about us all needing to find some way to close the book, and closing that book that gives some dignity and some more information to victims. So we won't know what amnesty will look like until we see what the rest of the process looks like. And what I've been saying and writing about recently, Stephen, is I think it's time to bring in an international facilitator, someone of such standing that person, he or she, demands the attention of all of the parties to this conflict, to explore offstage, if you like, in private, what levels of cooperation would be available if we went into some sort of process on the past, to find out what mechanism that information would be delivered in, whether it would be public or private, whether it would be delivered at an organizational level or by individuals. Yeah. Because I think we can't do this on our own. We're all too close to it. This was a conflict over decades that was next door to us, that was in the next street to us, that was around the corner from us, that was in the next town and in the next village. It's all too raw. There is no such thing as wiping the slate clean. The people here will always be marked by the hurt and the trauma of that decades-long conflict.
Gregory, just before we hear from you, let's just hear, because we can now, what Al Hutchison said in Sunday Sookins yesterday.
As part of a larger process, amnesty is one of the issues that needs to be reflected on and discussed, not a general amnesty, but a conditional amnesty to move the agenda forward and try to knit together a end-to-end process that can deal with resolution to the past.
Why not now, Gregory?
Well, Stephen, I think if we look at this issue, we see there are thousands of relatives of people who were murdered in the Troubles, and it is almost impossible, even if somebody wanted to pigeonhole those people, because each of them deal with their loss in different ways. Now, for many of them, and this is a sad reality, but for many of them, because their loved ones were murdered 25, 30, maybe even 40 years ago, remember the worst year in all of the Troubles in terms of loss of life, 1572, which is exactly 40 years ago this year. For many of those people, they still feel the loss. They are still, many of them, embittered by it. But many of them have said, it's a past part of my life that I'll never, ever forget, but I have moved on. Others can't move on. So it's very difficult to bring out a policy and produce a policy and unveil it that will deal with all those thousands of relatives of people who were murdered in one fell swoop. An amnesty, in my view, would be a wrong step, because most of those victims, one aspect that affects most of those victims, most of them would say, what we do want is we want some form of justice. Now, an amnesty doesn't give them justice.
But Gregory, look at what's happened. There have really been types of amnesty, haven't they? With the likes of the decommissioning of guns, no one really asked where they were coming from. The prisoner releases that your party signed up to. Those are types of amnesty, even if people don't want to use the words to them. That's what you signed up to them. This is just another step, isn't it? Gregory, we've just lost this morning. It is just another step, Barney, isn't it?
Well, you were mentioning the decommissioning process. There was no forensic testing of weapons put beyond use. We also have the disappeared process, where there was no prosecution of those who provided information that helped in the recovery of the remains of people who had been disappeared some decades ago. We then had the prisoner release program. So we may not call it amnesty. We may dress it up and call it something else. But we've had effective amnesty across those issues that I've just mentioned.
And Gregory's back, Barney. Okay. Gregory, the point I was putting to you was that we've had types of amnesty in the past, which your party has signed up to, the early prisoner releases, decommissioning of weapons. No one asked where the guns were coming from as long as they were handed back in.
No, well, you're not right there. Any of those amnesty issues, like the early release of prisoners, we were totally opposed to. And we saw the hardship and difficulty that scheme created amongst many of the victims. But I think we're in a place now, Stephen, where a lot of people, and it's difficult to generalise here, it's very, very difficult to generalise, but we're in a place now where I think people are saying, look, if the price of trying to bring closure is to reopen these wounds by virtue of an amnesty, many people are saying that price is too high.
Does it not draw a line under it, Gregory? Does it not allow people to move on?
I think many people have already moved on. They've already done that. And an amnesty would reopen the wound, would pick at the scab again, wouldn't bring closure, because people would then, many people would say, well, does this now mean that in some way the person who murdered my loved one is in some way justified or defended or excused because they've been given an amnesty in exchange for some sort of information, the guarantee of which I have no knowledge of knowing whether it's accurate or otherwise.
But Gregory, if there is no amnesty, then maybe no one will come forward with the truth.
Well, you see, many people have lived with that reality for decades now. And they're saying, look, we've moved beyond that.
So what's more important to them, getting the truth or seeing someone prosecuted?
I think getting justice is more important for most people. Maybe not for all, but for most people, getting justice, even if it is